The next piece we'll study is Os Nun Tes. And here, Rav Tzadok develops a very interesting idea based on how he understands from a somewhat technical or linguistic perspective, what does the word Torah mean? Not all the euphemisms, not halacha, not Shulchan Aruch, not Yiddishkeit. What does the word Torah mean? Says Rav Tzadok, Torah nikra lashon mora derech. Torah comes from the etymology of being a mora derech, being a guide to life, a guidebook, a book of life lessons teaching us how to live. She mora umlamedet la'adam, teaches a person. It's a book of teachings of a person how to live. Says Rav Tzadok, I don't mean merely on a practical, pragmatic level. Ein ritzono lomar b'mashe milamedet, excuse me, chugim ha-mishmatim, whether it's the halachos that we understand, that we don't understand, but all the practical things that we do and don't do. I don't only mean that, Rav Tzadok. Sharei gam kishulamed seder kachim nikra osik b'torah. Because even if you learn things which are not relevant or practical, there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore, what if you're not a Kohen? A lot of halachos in the Beis HaMikdash or in kachim don't apply to us, but of course we know if we're learning those, we're learning Torah. So it can't only mean learning things that are helpful to your life practically. That's called Torah, because it's a mora derech. No, no. The mora must be something that's not just pragmatic. And therefore, he says, it refers to something much deeper. Rak, what it really means, is kemo she'amru, as the Medrash says in Eicha, in the introduction, referring to the Torah, ha'ma'or sheba machzir lemutav. That there's a certain innate light, holiness, goodness, innate value and wisdom in the Torah that has the power, almost as a magnetic power, as a force, to inspire people to do the right thing, to guide them in a way of life. That is to say, says Rav Tzadok, when he says the Torah is a guidebook, it doesn't just mean the obvious, you know, this is how you keep Shabbos, this is how you keep kosher, but rather there's something deeper and more subtle that's in all parts of Torah, even the parts of Torah that are not practically relevant to any given person, but all Torah in and of itself, on its own terms, has a certain innate metaphysical light, as it were, that has the ability, potentially, and we'll see how you access that potential in the continuation of the piece, but has the potential, it's there, that it could, almost just by association, almost by osmosis, it has this magnetic ability to inspire and impact the person. And he continues and he says, this or potentially can be agune umatzle menache. It's this or which can properly, consciously or otherwise, protect and inspire a person to do the right thing, not to do the wrong thing. It can be machazir lemutav. It can take you from going in the wrong direction and bring you, so to speak, to the right direction. Now this sounds like amazing. Again, it's not something that's rational. He's definitely not appealing to our rationality or logic. He's saying this is just a metaphysical truth. It's an innate reality. It's an innate characteristics of the Torah. Nevertheless, he continues to say something that's really profound and even you could say radical. And that is, how do we access this? After all, many people might be thinking, I learned Torah a lot. I don't necessarily feel this light. I'm not automatically, like you're magnetically pulled to do the right thing just because I learned Torah. So what is he talking about? So says Rav Tzadok, it's conditional. Rak al yidei miyaminim ba, shehu sama hachai. Chai v'or hakol echad. He says it's only if you learn Torah with tremendous vim and vigor. And miyaminim is from the lashon of yamin. We know that in Chazal, the right hand is the strong hand. If you put all of your effort into the learning, then Torah becomes the elixir of life. And even though now he's using the metaphor of kind of a medicinal, healthy kind of contribution. He says that metaphor of being chayim is the same metaphor or image that the Medrash referred to as the light. The light of Torah, the life of Torah, it's the same idea. And if your person can access that, then Torah really will impact them. However, shelo lishma, einu masig or, umemela einu morelo umachziroso lemutav. Says Rav Tzadok, it's not automatic. If a person learns without the right passion and effort, and now he adds maybe an even more important qualification, you learn for the wrong motivations, you're not doing it purely for idealistic and noble and spiritual intentions, if you're not learning Lishma, then you won't actually access this light. And the Torah won't have this magical, mystical, magnetic impact on you. It won't, in even automatic, subtle ways, machziro lemutav, put you in the right direction. It's only if you learn Torah on that higher level, with that higher level of consciousness and unique and that sincere aspiration. V'ein al ze shem Torah, rak hu bechlal petite d'oraisa. Now he goes even further to some extent, and he explains, and this is something that's really fascinating, and I want to take a moment to unpack this. He says that only if you learn lishma, with the right passion and intentionality and sincerity, then what you're learning has the formal name Torah, capital Tav, in quotes, as a category. Torah is not something that's automatic just based on the content. The status of this book, this material, this text, the status achieved as Torah, capital letters, bold letters, is only achieved if you have a match, almost a shidduch, you could say, between the text, the substance, but also the person learning. If the person is learning with the right vim and vigor and sincerity of purpose and idealistic motivations, then that text becomes, in the fullest sense, Torah. But if a person is learning and does not put in the right effort, does not have the right motivations, then, says Rav Tzadok, it's just like, you know, chirping, so to speak, words of Torah. You're saying, I mean, not words of Torah, excuse me, I just ruined that, my bad. Meaning things that are d'oraisa, things that come from God. They're holy, they're spiritual, they're godly, but it's not Torah. It's just the murmurings, the chirping, the words of spirituality, of godliness, but not Torah. Torah in its fullest sense, in its formal sense, capital Tav, as I said, that's only if a person is learning with that right kind of intentionality. And what emerges is something so fascinating. Says Rav Tzadok at the outset of the piece, Torah has the ability to transform us. What he's now saying is that we have the ability to transform Torah. That is to say, the same text, you're looking at a Chumash, a Gemara, a Mishnah, whatever, it's not yet Torah. It only becomes Torah in its fullest sense when a person learns it with the right sincerity, motivation, intentionality. Then you take what are otherwise just God's words and you turn them, you transform them into Torah. If you learn them but not on that level, they're still God's words. They're still holy, but it's not Torah. So in a sense, you can say we have the ability, depending on how we learn, but we have the ability to transform Torah. And if we come to the text with that and learn on that level, we've taken these words, we've transformed them into Torah, and then the boomerang happens, and then, since it's now Torah in its fullest sense, the Ma'or Sheba Ma'asru Lemutav. Now that we've transformed the Torah, that's the Torah on the level that will transform us. But what a fascinating and brilliant concept and scheme that Rav Tzadok has sketched for us. And he goes further. This is a moderately lengthy piece. And he, in his continuation now, says this can now help us understand with the subtle nuances of the brachos we make on Torah in the morning. After all, he says, the first bracha we say every day on Torah is La'asok B'divrei Torah. At least that's the Ashkenazi nosuch. And Rav Tzadok is sensitive to the fact that we don't say La'asok B'Torah, but rather B'divrei Torah, in the words of Torah. Why don't we just say that we have a mitzvah La'asok in Torah? Why don't we say in the words of Torah? So it says Rav Tzadok, Deman Safin Uman Rakia Lios Batuch Yasok Ba. Says Rav Tzadok something very fascinating. He said, who can be so confident? Who could be so sure, so arrogant, that they will be truly being osek, learning, in it, i.e. in Torah, in its fullest, richest, complete sense, i.e. the capital Tav, true Torah. In other words, says Rav Tzadok, if you would make the bracha la'asok b'Torah, you'd be talking about Torah on its highest, purest form. How could I say every morning, Asher Kedusham Sosa Zivanu, I'm going to learn Torah with the capital Tav on its highest form? Are you so sure? You're so confident you'll be able to learn with all that sincerity of purpose and that motivation and that intentionality and vim and vigor that is what is necessary to take words and turn them into Torah? How could you be so sure? We can't take that chance, therefore we don't make the bracha of that. However, what we do say is la'asok b'divrei Torah, because even if we don't bring the highest level of intentionality and sincerity to our learning, it's still Torah. Al kalpanim hu divrei Torah. Petite d'oraisa. She'osem hadiburim heim ha-Torah b'makom acher. We have to realize that it's true that if we don't have the right level of sincerity and intentionality and effort, it's not Torah with the capital Tav, but it's still something. It's still words of God. It's still spiritual. V'davar zehu gam kei mitzvah. And it's still a mitzvah, which is why we say asher kedushanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. But it's not Torah. Machnis kedusha b'leiv. Yes, if we don't have this level, we are doing something still worthwhile when we are bringing, by studying those words, holiness inside of us. No different than if we do any other mitzvah, he says. But we're not learning Torah. Torah is only if we were bringing that higher level of intentionality and sincerity to the process. If we knew for sure, says Rav Tzadok, in essence, if we knew for sure, lu yitzuyer, that we were learning on that level, then we could say lasok b'Torah. Torah means ba, it itself. But since we can't be sure of that, since most of us will probably not be on that level, therefore we say lasok b'divrei Torah. It may not be Torah in its purest form with the capital Tav, but it's words of godliness, it's words of Hashem, it's sparks of holiness, and that is meaningful in its own right. And he continues and he says, v'harizu mitzvah b'fnei atzma ledaber divrei Torah. Excuse me, I'm going to skip that for a second. And now he goes, and now what happens in the next bracha? U'lekach omrim achar kach v'harevna. Why is it the next thing we say is v'harevna? Because we're saying sweeten the Torah. I.e., says Rav Tzadok, make the Torah that we're learning l'shma. Make it pure and sincere. Mavakshim al esek l'shma adiha v'arava u'mituk shal divrei sorescha b'finu. We're saying Hashem, we just started saying the first bracha al divrei Torah, because we can't be sure we'll have the right motivation. But then the next breath we say, v'harevna, but Hashem, please help us love Torah so much, help us enjoy Torah so much, help us have such sweetness from Torah that we are on the level, that we do have the sincerity of purpose, that we do have the passion and the energy and the vim and the vigor to take the divrei Torah and elevate them into Torah itself. With the capital Tav. That's why that's the second bracha. We're begging Hashem, v'yitgaber hacheshek al sh'al sh'alidei zeh nagi achar kach l'madregas lomdei sorasecha lishma. And how does the bracha continue? Please Hashem, help us learn sorasecha. In that continuation, we no longer, after we've already said v'harevna, then we don't say divrei sorasecha, but rather we say, please Hashem, help us get to lomdei sorasecha, because if we have the harevna, that will actually then help us get to the point, which we can't be sure of in the beginning, which is why we say al-divrei Torah in the first bracha. But after v'harevna, if that bracha would be answered, we're really hoping that that transformation of self, because now all of a sudden I would love Torah and I learn Torah on the highest level, that will also transform the text from divrei to sarasva. And that happens if we bring the lishma, sarasva lishma. I just want to add one last thing to this beautiful piece, which is to point out the implications of something that he has said here at the end, which is that in this last section, as he's giving this nice little interpretation of the brachos in light of his thesis, he has equated, he does this, you know, almost like a magician with a sleight of hand. He doesn't call any attention to it. But if you read this carefully, and I hope we've explained it in a way that is careful and is clear, he's equating very clearly here, no pun intended, he is equating lishma and v'harevna, the sweetness, the enjoyment you get from learning, and then learning Lishma. Before V'harevna, maybe you're not learning Lishma. But V'harevna, make our Torah sweet, that we should learn Lishma, and then we can elevate it into Torah with the capital Tav. That's not an obvious point that he's making. In fact, it's a well-known Chiddush affiliated and associated with a different Hasidic thinker, the Egle Tal. Namely, that the definition of sincere Lishma, for Torah's sake, That is not compromised if you enjoy Torah learning, and then on the contrary, by truly enjoying learning, it's the highest form that is Lishma. The Egle Tal, in his introduction, very famously says that there are foolish people who think that if they enjoy their learning, they enjoy what they're studying, that somehow is a chisaron, that is a compromise in the level of the learning, because it's not Lishma, I'm doing it just, quote-unquote, just because I enjoy it. And the Egle Tal says that's foolish. The highest level of learning is when you enjoy Torah for Torah's sake, not because it may help you in any way whatsoever subsequently, prudentially, pragmatically. Just Torah for Torah's sake, in the sense that you love it on its own terms, you enjoy it itself, says the Egle Tal, excuse me, that's the highest form of Lishma. And if you truly love something and enjoy it, it becomes nivla b'damav, he says. It becomes, with vivid language, he says, it becomes absorbed into your blood, you become one with it. That's the highest form of Lishma, is to enjoy the learning. So this is not nearly as famous, the piece we just studied together. But in this last part of the piece, Rav Tzadok is basically signing up for this same theory of the Egle Tal. He's agreeing. When he says that we daven every morning for v'harevna, he doesn't just say on a practical level, which I think we would all agree as educators or even just with common sense, it makes sense to ask Hashem every day to enjoy learning, because if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to do it. When you're younger, you're in school, you have no choice. But for most of your life, no one's forcing you to go to learn, or to go to a shiur, or to pick up a sefer. So we say, Hashem, v'harev, to help me enjoy, sweeten the Torah, on a practical level, because that will make sure that I want to keep on doing it. Right? People only do what they enjoy doing, unless they're forced to. And if we're not forced to learn, why would we do it unless we enjoy it? That, I think, is for sure true. I'm sure Rav Tzadok would agree with that, because how could you not? But Rav Tzadok is going much further than that. He's saying the reason we say v'harevna is because if we actually would truly enjoy and feel and experience the sweetness of Torah, that will transform our learning into lishma. He says that, you know, very clearly, plainly. He doesn't make a big deal about it. He's not calling attention to it, but he's clearly saying that. That is the famous shita of the Eglei Tal. The lishma, the highest form of lishma, is enjoying Torah. Rav Tzadok is plugging that back into the nusach, and just to end where we started, he's plugging that all back into his overall thesis. And just to repeat, because I think it's so really provocative and worth really considering, says Rav Tzadok, Torah comes from Lashon Moreh. It's there to guide us, to teach us, to transform us. Not just in when we learn practical Hilchos Shabbos or Hilchos Kosher. That's for sure true. But it's much deeper than that, he says. There's something innate in the Torah itself which has a transformative power. The Mor Shabbat can be machziru lemutav. The inner innate light of the Torah can transform a person no matter what they're learning. It can just make you a different, better, more spiritual person. Torah can transform us. But says our Tzorek, that's only if we learn these words in a way which transforms them from being merely words of God and sparks of holiness, not a bad thing, but there's a higher level. And that's to become Torah itself. Capital Tough, in quotes, in bold, in neon, Torah. And that's not an automatic thing, even in a Gemara or a Chumash. Rather, if a person learns Lishma with vim and vigor, sincerity and purpose, that transforms these words from just being merely words of God into Torah with a capital Tough. And if we can transform the Torah into Torah with a capital Tough, then the boomerang happens. And now that's the kind of Torah that has an inner light that radiates and can transform us. If we transform the text into Torah, the Torah can transform us into better people.